It's a great day for a podcast. Once again, here he is, John Oakley.
We make the ponies pull till they nearly break their backs, and they'll never see again down the coal town road.
All right, well, there you go. It's a taste of Cape Breton, the Bear of McNeils. You know, I think we ought to pay some kind of tribute to Cape Breton. We've been talking about this the last couple of days. They've been snowed in. This is really, really, well, it's a challenge, let's call it that much, because 156 centimeters and counting, they got 21 or 20 more centimeters on the way next week. Man, what's going on here in Toronto? We get 2 centimeters, everybody gets, you know, a brain fart. So let's find out, in our tribute to Cape Breton, what's going on with the native son, Dougie Snakes? He's an entertainer and philosopher from Cape Breton. Dougie, how you keeping?
Very good, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. We're concerned about you and folks in your parts. How about you? You making out all right? I mean, everybody going to be tickety-booing Cape Breton?
Not in a couple drinks won't take care of. You know what I mean? Everyone's looking after everyone down there.
Well, yeah, I heard yesterday we were talking to somebody from, I think it was New Waterford, and he was saying that there was a gentleman who was actually a little agitated. He wanted the street plowed in front of his house so he could make a beer run.
Yeah, that's what I think most people were concerned for. They never learn, right? They never stock up, you know. Or they might stock up, but it still goes in the same amount of time, right?
Right. There's sort of a mathematical equation there, right?
Yeah. They're not spreading out the rum evenly enough, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you tell me. I mean, they're a resilient lot, though. That's what we've arrived at here. You're representative of that. People say you are emblematic of the typical Cape Bretoner. Could you say as much?
You know what? I like the sounds of that. I'm going to put that on my resume.
Well, what do you need a resume for? That would just mean you're seeking gainful employment.
Always. You know what I mean? I'm always looking for the next great thing. And I only like to work a job around 2 or 3 years. I like to bounce around, right?
Hey, you are a typical Cape Bretoner, aren't you? Nothing exactly. Wrong with that. Nothing, as long as you know how to play the system, right?
Well, you're talking to the best, my friend.
I guess so. Listen, I understand that you say Christmas is great for scumbags. Why is that?
Well, a lot of people are home and they got a couple, you know, dollars kicking around. And if you're looking to be shady, it's a great time. I don't partake anymore in any of that. But, you know, I used to love Christmas. Everyone would be home and have a couple dollars. And you can kind of make the world turn if you wanted to.
Wow. All right. But you don't do that anymore. What, have you had some kind of a revelation here that this was the wrong side of the tracks to live on?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm 4 years sober. I just took 4 years sobriety in January 8th. And, but before that I was, living pretty wild there. So now I'm trying not to, I'm on my best behavior, let's say.
Wow. You've reformed, but, you know, I mean, seriously then back in the day, didn't you have a mice problem with cocaine?
Yeah. I used to, I lived in Halifax and I worked at the shipyards and there would be so many mice running around my apartment. And then when I would be on cocaine, you know, you're getting so psychosis, which I didn't know at the time. And I didn't know if the mice were real or not, you know, and it's people would be spending their weekends at hockey games and all that. And I'd be hunting mice with a Swiffer broom up for 3 days.
Right. The traps were empty. It's possible that this was just a figment of your imagination, but it was cocaine induced, right?
100%. And I still have trauma for it. You know, if I see like a rat or anywhere on the road, I'm like, takes you back to that thinking, right? And it was so crazy to be living like that.
Right. So you were having flashbacks. Is that what sort of put you on the right road? What was that moment, that triggered you or the light bulb that went off and said, I got to get out of this line of whatever I'm doing?
Literally my foreman took me aside one day and he said, I don't know what you're up to in life, but he goes, construction is not for you. He goes, you know what you got to do. And I think, you know, we got to start, right? So sobriety was the first thing I had to do to start my comedy career.
Right. And so that was interesting. You were in construction. How many years and what were some of the takeaways from your job in construction?
I was in construction since I was 20. And the biggest takeaway was always have a bottle of clean pee hanging around.
Why would that be?
Well, let's say if you're working 20 feet away from me and had an incident, that it'd still sink me and I'd have to go for a pee test, right?
Oh, you were smart. You were really projecting ahead of the curve, weren't you?
Yeah, and it's not just me, right? That's kind of was the go about things, especially in the oil sands.
Well, were you out in the oil sands as well?
Yeah, that's where I first started, actually, in Alberta and BC. I worked in the oil sands for about 7-8 years until it slowed down in there in 2015, and then I worked at the Halifax shipyards.
Wow. Is there any work still to be got on Cape Breton?
There is some local construction around there. They're building a new school in my town, and there is some things if you want to work in Cape Breton, but not a whole lot there. It's sad.
Well, it is sad. I guess, you know, right now, snowplow operators are doing double time, aren't they?
Yeah, and there can't. A couple of my buddies on construction companies, and they're flat out, right? And they're just trying to get the businesses still open. And a lot of streets only be plowed halfway, or there's one lane, right?
Yeah, that's not a pleasant thing. Dougie Snakes is with us from Cape Breton. He's a comedian as well as a philosopher of sorts. Would you say you're more a comedian or more a philosopher?
I'll let you be the judge. You tell me at the end of this interview, how does that sound?
Well, all right, that's a philosophical approach you've just staked out right there. I love there the go. Idea. This was where, I guess, you know, there's a combination of both during COVID where, you know, because everything was done virtually in Zoom calls and so on and so forth, having fake children was a really, it was a kind of a devious out, wasn't it?
I still use that because I still sometimes have to do online courses and all that, and that gets me out of a ton of trouble there. I always, for example, if I had to go on a Zoom call, I always play a background audio of kids crying. I don't own any kids, right? But then that way, if I don't want to be in school, I say, listen, the little fella's sick. I got to go put a face cloth on him, give him some ginger ale, right? Or I got to run to the daycare and get a kid. And it gets me out of everything, extension on dates and all that. Don't get me wrong, it's louse behavior, but I'm not too big on the books, right?
It's louse behavior. That's what that is, yeah. For sure, eh?
Well, yeah, but it works, right?
Well, you know what? When I saw the clip, I said to myself, this guy's a genius. I mean, how crafty is... You got to have some kind of a devious mind to appreciate that that would get you out of a lick of trouble if you have to answer questions pertaining to your job or schooling or an interview or whatever, wouldn't it? I mean, and so you've used that successfully.
100%, and every now and then, if I'm, let's say, I got a little lady on the go and she got kids, I'll get some photos there in case anybody wants to delve in deep or ask me questions, and I'm going to say, oh, this is my little fella.
I'm guessing you got a few, more than a few ladies on the go, would you?
I always do open relationship. I have trouble staying in a relationship. Not that I'm unfaithful or anything. I just like to be alone so much that if they don't leave the first thing in the morning, it drives me nuts. Well, so nothing against them. I'm not being rude to them or anything like that. Sorry to cut you off, but I'm just saying I just need my own space. And I mean, after about a 12-hour shift with a lady, hit the road, girl.
Okay. Do you ask them nicely or do you just drive them off subtly?
Always nice. I don't want to, you know, be an a-hole or be rude to anybody like that, right? And I always set a boundary, too. Like, they know what they're getting into before they come over here.
Oh, do they? How would they know that, Dougie Snakes?
I literally just tell them, I say, listen, if you're looking to come over here, roll around, have a little fun, heels to Jesus, I'm down for it. But I ain't looking for anything serious. You know what I mean?
Okay. Heels to Jesus, huh? That's a graphic description there. I got to be honest. I mean, you are not just a philosopher, but a comedian. And we've got to see you in these parts. You ever come by Toronto?
Yeah, I was there for a concert there in the summer for Queens of the Stone Age. Was there? I think it was at the Budweiser stage or something like that. Oh, yeah. It was the only time I was ever in Toronto.
Oh, really? What were your thoughts?
I did like it. I'm not a fan of the traffic, obviously, like that. But I really like the energy. And I did a couple street interviews. I don't have them released on the internet yet. But I was down on Queen Street, I think it was.
Uh-huh. I heard
I had a do.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, I just said I had a do-rag on and all that. I was all dressed up to the nines there, so it was pretty funny.
By the way, I heard you went to a Jays game. What did you make of the stadium?
I liked it, right? I'm not a big sports guy. I just, you know what I mean? The old man, right, kind of beat the sports out of me when I was younger, so I don't really care so much, but I was in Toronto. I said I might as well go to a Blue Jays game, and it was nice, and I'm glad I'm sober because I don't know how anyone could afford to get drunk at that game.
Right. Maybe that's it. That is the answer. You know, put people on the road to sobriety. Take them to a Blue Jays game.
You got that right.
Yeah, well, there you go. So there's a blessing, a silver lining in an otherwise dark cloud where we're paying like $20 for a beverage. It's outrageous. I don't know how the fans tolerate it. I mean, did you get along with the fans there? Do they, you know, appreciate your being from down east way?
Oh yeah, they're good. I'm always pretty respectful of that. I get some boo chants going at people, and I don't even understand the rules of baseball. Like I said, I was just in Toronto, got the pitches for Instagram just to flex on people, and that was it. I don't really care about sports.
No. All right. What are your priorities in life at this point, Dougie Snakes?
Literally, my main priority is sobriety. I put that before everything. If I'm not sober, I can't do anything. Focusing more on my stand-up, and then I'm hopefully to get some TV shows in the works here.
Yeah, I know. How come somebody hasn't picked you up already? I mean, some of the stuff that you're posting online is just outrageously funny.
I work a bit with SwearNet. I've worked with them the last 3 years, so that's the Trailer Park Boys.
Yep.
And but then I, you know, I'm lazy, right? So I need to get an agent and do a little more. I'm just waiting for somebody to come to my door with a limo, right? And that's not living realistically. No,
that's not how the industry works. You're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah, you know, but I still, like I said, things keep opening up and I don't do a whole lot. So I just keep putting my stuff out there in the void there. And I'm getting a lot of good stuff in return.
Well, yeah, you know, it was fortuitous that we got to see your stuff online and draw people's attention to it, Dougie Snakes, because this is really down-home humor, meaning down-home being Cape Breton or the East Coast. It's real authentic, and it's a lot of fun talking to you now and also watching it on online. Appreciate it, Dougie. Hope we can stay in touch down the road, talk again.
Okay, enjoy yourself.
Listen to The John Oakley Show live each weekday afternoon from 3 until 6. If you live in the Toronto area, just turn that AM dial to 640 and listen anywhere on Earth 24 hours a day by going to 640toronto.com. Follow on Twitter at AM640Oakley. You've been listening to A Curious Cast. New podcasts and shows are debuting all the time. So check back often to see what's new in the Curious Cast library.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.